Man Marv's Notebook for August 6th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Well, the news is still all about the weather over here in Hawaii. Hurricane Isel projected to make landfall on Big Island sometime tomorrow. That's Thursday afternoon. And on the island I'm living on, Oahu, is projected for the morning of Friday. Things are still kind of in flux. I know my employer is still expecting to be open on Friday. I'm not sure if that's going to change tomorrow, but we're still acting like we're going to come into work on Friday. Other places, other companies, I know they're telling their employees to stay home already. There's a couple of schools that are already announced they'll be closed. Other schools are announced that they're going to be evacuation shelters, and a bunch of other miscellaneous cancellations. So it looks like, I guess for this disaster planning, it's all going to our usual plan. Whenever a disaster happens, it's going to be a big traffic jam. So on Friday morning, it's going to be kind of interesting to see what the morning commute is going to be like. Somehow I think it's going to be clear. Either people are just going to stay home or just not the that, or they're going to try and rush to the stores like they've been doing for the past day or so. I think a lot of the local stores have ran out of bottled water by now. Even yesterday, I started hearing reports of stores running out, and news stories now about price gouging. So things are, I guess, normal considering the circumstances. It's been at least 20 years since a real disaster. 2 or 3 years, there's been some slight scares with tsunami warnings. When the earthquakes happened in Japan, that was a big shock, but it didn't amount to much, hopefully, anyway. But aside from that, I guess it's the first time in a generation things are very weather-wise or emergency-wise. I guess it might be interesting. I'm kind of wondering what tomorrow night is going to be like. The traffic around in Honolulu is normally bad. The rush hour times through almost 7. When you see a disaster coming, people always do things last minute. So we know that people are still trying to hit the forest and Christmas shopping traffic. It's a total scatterbrain kind of. But anyway, my preparation is fairly minimal. More planning what to do at the office, because I'm more or less in charge of the IT system. It's a small office, maybe 50, 60 people total, and all architects, engineers. Got maybe 4 or 5 servers and about 40 or 50 desktops I might have to look after. Everybody's just going to shut down. I wonder if they're going to shut down Thursday or leave it on overnight. I'll figure out what I'm going to do. I'll probably end up shutting down the whole office Thursday night. But aside from that, not much else to talk about. So except I guess Hurricane Julio, which is scheduled either Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. So that's going to be interesting again. But what else have people been talking about? I've noticed people are starting to introduce themselves now on this Dog Days Podcasting Challenge. And I should say that my name is Marv. Now, it's spelled K-Y-L-E, but it's pronounced Marv. And when I got onto the internet, I decided to spell it phonetically so as to avoid confusion. So that's who I am. I'm Mad Marv on most places because the name Marv, oddly enough, seems to have been taken by some other guy before I get there. So I have to make my name just a little bit unique. And I'm a civil engineer by trade. Live in Hawaii, Honolulu. Lived here all my life. Aside from work, I like to take pictures, like to listen to podcasts. And I'm into computers like most other early days are, a lot of it. I don't really do much IT work, really. I may have done a little bit of server work and a lot of desktop support. That's all as a side job. My real paying job is as a civil engineer. I'm supposed to be spending most of my time doing things like AutoCAD and designing, preparing specs, doing construction plans, permits, and all that. And IT work is just the side. I'm the only one in the office, so I guess I'm the IT guy by default. And where was I? I hit the pause button so I could sneeze. Okay, so I hear a bunch of other people on this Dog Days Podcasting Challenge talk about, hear a lot of. And I used to collect comics when I was in school, high school, and a little bit through college. I think I stopped collecting around the time The Sandman, that also kind of coincided that my favorite comic book, and I guess that was when I started tapering off. I can't even remember what was the last comic I bought. I do remember when Neil Gaiman came over to Marvel and wrote, and that in my mind sticks out as the last comic. But recently I've been backing a few Kickstarter projects for comics. other ebooks and, you know, the usual assorted. It's gotten my interest a little bit back. And, I gotta say, it's slush. Who was talking about the Youngblood and had, was it Alan Moore writing Youngblood? I remember, yeah, trying to avoid Youngblood. It was written by Liefeld. Things have really changed, I guess. I guess how many small press time when I was, yeah, Marvel, DC. I think Image was a big one. But Image was very disorganized, or kind of the joke of the industry back then. I guess they must have cleaned up their act if they're still around, more or less. But let's see, what else did I... been collecting a lot of regular books. I have a stack about, 3 feet high that I started building up a few years ago, and I now realize I'm never reading to audiobooks in the car. I'm the paperbacks, and I may pick, you know, books. I don't think I'll ever get around to reading them. Like, for example, I know Nathan Lowell's. I got hooked onto his stuff when he was doing, I guess that year where he published four novels, written and podcasted four novels in the space of a year. His Solar Clipper series. I've been picking up his other series that adventures, even though I haven't. Yeah, I think I only listened to the first book. I haven't second, just waiting for him to catch up and make it available in audio form. But until then, just gotta make sure he stays in business. But I do also listen to his talks on his morning walks. It's kind of an interesting insight to making a living at it without a major publisher. I listen to Mer Laffrey's work, and a lot of them, been listening to them for years now. Not developed a craft. A lot of them had their craft pretty well honed when they started to develop a career. So that's been more kind of a, it's a come out on top. That was always interesting. Well, anyway, I think I better wrap this up. I got some things to do tonight, and tomorrow's going to be. So I'll talk to you then.